Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, you gotta love technology. You gotta love technology. So, welcome back. We're gonna do take two. This is gonna go down in the annals of history. But hello, everyone, and thank you for listening. Welcome to another edition of Lifestyle Designers. I am Shoshana Cuevas, and I am your lifestyle designer. I have the privilege, and it really, really is a privilege, of helping to empower women to uncover and really unleash their why, women just like you, and then create and live out bold, unapologetic lives. And I love doing that. And so today we have a phenomenal guest. So love her energy and what she's doing. Her name is Letitia Campbell. She is the founder of the Campbell Success Network. She is a mom, an author, a speaker. She does amazing things within the coaching and network marketing world, and I will let her tell you a little bit more about herself. But welcome.
Thank you, Shoshana. Thank you so much for having me. And once again, thank you to all the viewers for watching. You hear me?
Now I can.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Shoshana.
It's a pleasure. So you've done some amazing things. You have your Sales Success Academy. You are the one of the head coaches of the Sexy Brand Building Formula,
Yes,
which is
ma'am.
another coaching, high-level coaching program. And so really you have forged a space within the coaching and network marketing world that has been largely unattended.
Yes.
So if you can share with us sort of when did you find that specific passion of yours, and how did that really come to be?
Yes, well, I've been in the retail sales industry for decades. I started out in working in New York City, Manhattan, and ventured off into doing just straight up sales. So, long story short, I started off in the sales industry about, 15, 16 years old, and I just loved it. I hit the ground running, and what I found that most, network marketers, they sort of dread selling. And it's something that I was so passionate about. So I started, in this world of just becoming this mentor to me and said, listen, I love your energy. I love your strategy. And I want to know more about that and know more about what I do. And I just overall love the idea of just serving. And that's what I equate sales to. And that's why when I am selling products or services to someone, it doesn't seem pitchy because it's sort of like I'm helping that person solve a problem or live a better life or whatever. And I just so love the testimonies I get back from my clients and customers who have had came in contact with me. And so I love this industry as a whole. And you're absolutely right, Shoshana, it is very much highly neglected. There's very few mentors out there that would take the time, energy, and effort to coach network marketing because it is sort of a saturated industry that people more often than not market themselves the wrong way.
It's very true because aside from having sometimes a less than stellar, maybe a thought, people often think that network marketing, well, it's a pyramid, it's slimy, it's
Oh,
not
yeah.
for me. You have to be, a super salesperson, et cetera, et cetera. So there are a lot of misconceptions about the industry. And then once you are inside or a part of it, then it is sometimes challenging to find or align yourself with the right mentor because, as with anything, there's a right and a wrong way to do something. And I think it's safe to say that many of us have experienced the wrong way of really running a successful business. And so you stepped into a space that, again, has been really neglected because you lead with the right way of doing things so that it's not your product, but really it's you. And that's what it's really all about. Selling is about a relationship. And when you develop that relationship, amazing things can, in fact, happen. So,
Absolutely.
you've shared a little bit about how your work has really transformed you. Can you share a little bit about how it's transformed some of your clients.
Absolutely. You know, most network marketing professionals, or MLMs, as they say, they're thinking on a short-term level. It's like, okay, let me go live, or let me post, and let me just get this sale today. You know, what I may basically share with my clients and the breakthroughs that I've had for literally the past 3 years was that I get them to think long-term. Now, long-term can be very, very broad for people, because people are normally in business only think day by day. When you have any type of business, whether it's network marketing, real estate, whatever, you got to say, what am I doing today that's going to give me long-term success? So with that said, I connect all that with them building a personal brand in front of their network marketing company so that they have that connection. That way people buy from them forever, that they have an overall message that solves a problem, and they are the person their audience looks to for the solution. And I know this works so heavily because myself, I have reached success doing it, and so many of my clients that have, and me actually sitting in on panels and across tables with top network, top earners in this industry, they say it all the time, is that I think about long-term. I think about, you know, the effects that I do today that's going to allow me to produce long-term results. Now, with that said, those network marketers out there who think in short-term, normally they come off very offensive. They come off very salesy. They come off very pitchy, doing that push marketing stuff. If you're inboxing people, because that if you see a girl on Facebook and you see that she's a little bit overweight, normally if you work in It Works or a health and wellness company, you'll probably send her an inbox and say, hey, try out my shakes. You're like, wait a second, that's offensive. So, it's so much we can get into here, because that, you know, when you're doing things that way, it's very, very short term. Building that personal brand on the front end, you're always going to think of your business as a long term success, not a short term success.
It's so true. I mean, the transactional nature of any sale,
yes,
is just that. There's the immediate, I'm buying, you know, this widget, and it's going to serve a purpose for here and now,
yep,
versus
yep,
developing a relationship and a connection,
yep,
and providing,
yep,
value, so
absolutely,
that you continue to sell widgets into the future. And I think so many, and it's not limited just to network marketing, but so many in business really don't appreciate or value the importance of understanding what your client needs.
Yep.
It's the conversation is so often, or the paradigm is so often, well, I have something to offer, let me push it down,
yep,
versus let me listen. And that speaks to the adage of, you know, we have one mouth and two ears, because we really should be listening a bit more to what our clients are saying and what they're not saying, and then find a way to add value to that. And then just, yep, the brutal realization that not everyone is your client.
That's right. That's real.
And that's a huge game changer to admit that not everyone will want, need, or benefit from
that's
what you
right
have to offer. And that's an ongoing conversation, I think, in every business, but certainly within our network marketing world,
yep,
for people to understand that it's okay to get a no.
Yep.
It really is. It's okay. And it's okay that not everyone is your client. And if you are approaching it from the standpoint of, well, you have skin, you have a heartbeat, you're in my friend list,
you're big,
you know, that's a whole other episode. We'll talk about that another time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's so true. There is a good, a better, and a best way to do things.
Absolutely.
So I love the fact that you stepped in and you're really leading a charge on how to do business and how to position yourself so that,
yes,
you really do identify with your people.
Yes.
Instead of just flinging something and hoping that it sticks against the wall, because,
yes,
we all know that really doesn't fly so well. So throughout this journey of yours, you know, in your start in sales and then your transition into coaching, and then of course when you fired your own boss, which,
yep,
was an exciting,
yep,
day for you, I know that. So what's been the most surprising transformation for you throughout your own journey?
Well, the surprising transformation was definitely the lack of support, which I know most women in this industry go to. I've never spoken to anybody who said, well, I joined my network marketing company and my whole family was like, yeah, let's just buy all of your stuff and let's just join all of us, join your team and stuff like that. You know, more often than not, we're the type of industry that is unsupported versus somebody who says, well, I want to open my own real estate agency, or I want to open my own car dealership or whatever. That's a little bit more easier to digest for the people around us versus saying like, okay, network marketing, people look that up, pyramid stuff, all these negative flacks about that. So the overall shocker for me is, again, the lack of support from my family members and friends, people who are closer to me, and having to deal with that on a consistent basis and still allow myself to just keep moving. And it's so hard to go through that process. Many women out there are still going through it. And it's really sad to hear, sad to see. But it's a process that you can get through. And yeah, I've had setbacks, you know, multiple times. I had a lot of readjusting my life just so I can follow my passion and conquer my dream, because I do believe heavily in this industry, because I've gained a great success and I've seen so many other individuals gain great success. So I know success is there. It's just a strategy that everyone has to implement in order to get there.
I love that. It's sobering to think that so many, and really so many women experience a lack of support.
Yes.
And support comes in many different ways. It isn't just about the purchase of a product. It can be an encouraging word. It can be a referral. So support is a really broad space. And to think that so many women don't have that, and that really speaks volumes about other people.
Yep.
And their desire, whether unconscious or conscious,
yep,
to really rein on someone else's dream and what they're doing. And that is, that's beyond sad. It really is. It's beyond sad, but it's empowering to see and to hear that although there are those setbacks and disappointments, especially from those that we maybe love the most or that are closest to us, that you're still able to persevere and come through,
yep,
stronger, yep, and better than maybe when you went in.
That's right.
So tell me, what's next for you?
What is next? Oh my God. I'm taking over the world and bringing some amazing women. Yes, along with yourself and dozens of other women. What is next for me is definitely doing my own live events. And it's so funny. I said it earlier this year that I was going to start doing my own sponsored events that is just, you know, under the umbrella of the Camel Success Network. And yes, it took me from January to now to start to really bring that up into fruition. But that absolutely is, you know, the next step for me. And in addition to that, the next step for me is to just really find, you know, dozens of amazing network marketing professional women, no matter what level they're at in their business, and get them to dominate, you know, and that's just definitely always my goal every day, is taking that one woman, taking her from feeling like, oh my God, my life sucks, my business sucks, I don't see no way out, to really giving them hope. And that's why I basically show up as I show up for, you know, you guys who are in the industry. You don't have nobody in your corner, you know, representing you, going to bat for you, and then allowing you to show up in a way that makes you look like a top entrepreneur. Because I believe firmly, and I know that if you're a network marketer, you are an entrepreneur. Like, don't let nobody tell you any different. Don't let nobody say, well, you didn't create the company, so how can you say you're an entrepreneur? Yes, you are. You are an entrepreneur. You don't have to create something from scratch to say that, oh my God, I'm an entrepreneur. It's your mentality that makes you an entrepreneur. If you want to make money untraditionally without getting up, putting on a suit or putting on a blazer or whatever, cardigan, and going on that train or hopping in that car to go to work. If you said, that's not my life, I don't want to do that, I want to do a 9 to 5 or 8 to 4 or whatever, and you want to do it in an untraditional way, yes, you are an entrepreneur. So more than anything, is you know, my next level is all that combined. And yes, there are days it's hard to get women to get it, you know, I have been very patient with my patience level, because not everybody can sort of have that determination as much as I do. For me, I had to reach my bottom in order to realize that this is the path I want to go in, because people would try to test your abundance. So I love where my business is going. I love where my life is going. I love the fact that more than anything, I've accomplished a huge milestone. And that is, like you said, I fired my boss on August 11th of last year. And most of the women that worked with me are still there. So that right there is a milestone that many of us don't think that we can reach, you know? So I always have to sit back. Even this morning, as I was cleaning up the house, I was like, Tisha, you don't have to go to work on Monday. You can enjoy your weekend and say, not feel like it's the weekend, So I had to like say, you know what, be more thankful of where you're at right now, because you have more opportunity to dominate and do the things that you want to do.
That's powerful. It
Yes.
really is. To acknowledge where you've come from and what you've done,
Yep.
and to know that there's so much more waiting for you. It's
Absolutely.
beyond abundance. It's a really a recognition of your own skills and strengths and the talents that you have, and really owning your purpose. And that's just awesome. Because I think for many people, and I will say certainly for maybe many more women, owning that purpose is scary as hell. It's frightening. And in response to that fear, sometimes we retreat and say, yeah, no, not today, not now. I'm not prepared enough. I don't know enough. But you stepped into it and you've done amazing, amazing things. And I know that there's more to come, including phenomenal live events, which I'm excited to hear more about. So this is the part that I love the most. I love to hear some unscripted random answers. So I just have three really quick questions for you. And I promise there's no right or wrong answer. So if you had your choice, room, desk, or car, which do you clean first?
Room, desk, or car? I'll probably clean my room.
Okay. What's your favorite sound?
My favorite sound, I don't like, I love, it's not called Balinese music. It's like Balinese meditation, chiming sounds. It's just so super duper relaxing. It just gets my mind into that, like ketosis state.
Love it. And then finally, what advice would you give to your 16-year-old self?
I'm sorry, say it again. I'm sorry.
What advice would you give to your 16-year-old self?
Oh my gosh. Woo. Run. Okay. Anyway, the advice I would give to my 16-year-old self is to, for one, stop taking things so super seriously, because a lot of times when we're teenagers, we think, well, I'm going through this tragedy and this is how the rest of my life is going to be. I wish at 16 I wanted to be an entrepreneur way earlier in advance. What have you with that? And just I would tell her to stay confident, because I was always this confident 16-year-old girl. So that was never an issue for me. But the main thing was just, stay confident, keep your head up, and there's good to come.
I love it. Thank you, Letitia. This was
Thank you,
awesome.
Susanna.
So, thank you all for listening. Next week, we'll be back with another episode and another fabulous, amazing guest. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Bye, guys.